Bless that boy right there, Pat Green. It is Hank FM, and he will start it off.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Our tour around some of those Texas topics.
Texas is my hometown.
Pat said to start things out last night at his Pat Green and Friends Texas Flood Relief live stream, the concert benefit. Texans stand up for Texans. We all look after each other in this big place. It was Pat and a dozen or so plus Red Dirt singers all from across the state, some chiming in actually at Globe Life Field with Pat there. Others doing their own little live stream and jutting in. It was well done as quickly as all this was put together, but everybody from Miranda, Corey Morrow, Casey Donahue there, Josh Abbott, EYB, Joe Nichols, Caitlin Butts, Mike Ryan, Kevin Fowler, and many, many more were a part of it. Over 20,000 people tuned into the live stream on YouTube last night that started about 6:30. So there was nobody, of course, in person for this, but over $1 million raised. They surpassed that mark right as they wrapped it up after about 90 minutes. So all proceeds from the concert live stream distributed to the Kerr County Relief Texas Search and Rescue. And we also have details on the... Robert Earl Keen was one of the first to go on social media and say he's going to put something together. Well, Miranda's also going to be a part of that one, too. It's going to be a lineup that'll include John Randall, Jack Ingram, the Buc-ee's Presents, R.E.K. and Friends, Applause for the Cause. They got Buc-ee's on board for this, too.
Wow.
So this will be an in-person thing you can be a part of. August 28th, Whitewater Amphitheater there in New Braunfels. Tickets will go on sale Friday. Proceeds will support the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. Also going to have Tyler Childers, Cross Canadian Ragweed, Jamie Johnson, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Aaron Watson, Cody Jinks, and a lot more on that bill. So you can still help. You can go to 921hankfm.com. We got the links for all of these right there on the site. But well done, Pat Green, obviously. In the face of a personal family tragedy, losing his little brother and his little brother's family in the floods a couple of weeks ago. Getting out there and doing what he does to make a big difference. So over a million, man. Salute, Pat. Well done.
So the Fort Worth Stockyards aren't just Hank FM's home away from home. They are the heart of Cowtown and controversy brewing with some new rules and regulations about riding your horse in the area. Now, rules in place would charge riders $250 if they go on the sidewalk on their horse, and another fine for stopping in the street. Obviously, this is controversial. The company behind the complete revamping of the project, the Stockyards Heritage Development Company, says they know that horses are part of our history, and they're just having them abide by the same rules as bicycles for public safety.
This is just because there's so many stinking people down there in the stockyards. Yeah. I think that's the only thing why they have to enforce this finally. It's been on the books, but yeah. I mean, I get it, but I mean, things are a-changing. And there's a lot of foot traffic.
Well, and I think
and
I'd
hoof
be,
traffic,
yeah.
too. Yeah,
I'd be more worried about my horse being around all these people that I don't know.
I mean, either way, you're still going to step in something.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's
yeah,
the
that's...
beauty. You will never lose that as a part of the stockyards.
You're welcome.
Hey, I mean, you don't want to stand on Red Steagall's star down there.
No way.
And Red's name and another one we know really well here at Hank FM are now officially in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, inducted this past weekend in the 2025 class. That would be our buddy Red Steagall. Got a little radio show here Sunday mornings, by the way, Hank FM, every single week. And Pam Minnick. Congratulations, Miss Pam Minnick, indeed. And she's contributed to the Western culture and rodeo in so many different ways, not the least of which, of course, running Billy Bob's for all those years. But Pam Minnick, Red Steagall, salute.
That's
congratulations.
Amazing.
Well deserved, well earned, well done. And it could be Tuesday, our first targeted triple-digit day of 2025. And it is worth noting, we have not hit 100 yet this year. This is the latest in the year without a 100-degree reading since 2021. So not that long ago, but that first 100 hit on July 25th. So if it is Tuesday, that would be the 22nd. And that would put us on the later scale on really when it comes to the century mark kind of days. Now, the latest first 100-degree reading ever at DFW was August 23rd, all the way towards the end of August, 1989.
Mm.
And believe it or not, there have been 2 years DFW never hit 100. That would be 73 and 1906. So bring it back. By the way, also, July, typically the driest month of the year, we've seen about an inch and three quarters of rain. That is nowhere near even the top 10, even though it feels like this has been one of the wettest Julys ever.
Yeah.
So, and probably this is where our chances dry up, too. So, all of these readings, of course, are from DFW Airport. And a friendly reminder that nobody actually lives at the airport. So I really wish that it was probably the worst place to get a reading. But July has been soggy, statistically, particularly on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And we got you down to that.
It's not going to be pretty. I'll be honest.
The turnip greens will go in.
Starting your day the real Texas way.